Welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines for the 22nd day of December. You know, you can almost hear Santa. Hey, thanks for being with us again today. We do appreciate that. Topping the news is an inflation story you've got to hear about. What happened on Wall Street? We'll tell you about that as well. Good news for the folks living in Grindavik. Where in the heck is that? We'll share. Counterfeit Ozempic made the news today. Hey, if you still haven't bought your holiday gifts, well, retailers are all about wooing you in. We'll share some details. We've got the Wall Street Report, and finally, a record number of packages are being delivered. But they're being delivered to the wrong address. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to hook up on social media over on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, inflation continues to deflate. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of prices fell last month, another sign that inflation is easing and that Americans should benefit from reduced interest rates and get some relief from painful price shocks early next year. Friday's report from the Commerce Department showed that U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1% last month from October and rose 2.6% from November of 2022. The month-over-month drop was the largest since April of 2020, when the economy was reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation last month rose 0.1% from October and 3.2% from a year earlier. The numbers show somewhat more progress against inflation than economists had expected. Inflation is steadily moving down to the Fed's year-over-year target of 2% and appears to be clearing the way for the Fed to cut rates next year. That, in turn, could translate into lower rates on everything from mortgages to credit cards. But wait, there is more. When we look at the six-month core inflation number, that comes in at 1.87%, and that is well below the central bank's target of 2%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell expressed optimism in the recent numbers, and Americans are finally feeling upbeat as the positive economic data begins to be felt in their wallet and their bank accounts. The positive economic indicators have contributed to increased consumer confidence and a more optimistic outlook for the future, as consumer confidence surged to its highest level in months. Wall Street was sort of ho-hum on this final trading day before Christmas. The markets played along the flat line all day, and in the end, the markets finished the day mixed. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Some welcome news for the folks living in Grindavik, Iceland. They can go home. Residents of the small Icelandic fishing village near where a volcano erupted were told on Friday they could return home. The regional police chief said residents, business owners, and employees could enter Grindavik beginning on Saturday and could stay overnight. The town of 3800 near Iceland's main airport was evacuated back on November 10th when a strong swarm of earthquakes led to cracks and openings in the earth. The volcano finally did erupt on Monday, spewing semi-molten rock in a spectacular view that lit up the night sky. So yeah, it is a Merry Christmas in that little fishing village. So how anxious are Americans to lose weight? It seems to be a thing, and now the federal government has seized thousands of units of counterfeit Ozempic. That's the diabetes drug widely used for weight loss that had been distributed through legitimate drug supply sources. The FDA and the drug's maker, Novo Nordisk, are testing the shots. They do not yet have information about the drug's identity, quality, or safety, according to the statement. Five illnesses have been linked to the fake shots, but none have been serious. Some of the fake 1 milligram shots may still be for sale, said the FDA. In addition to the drug itself, the needles, pen labels, carton, and accompanying healthcare information are also counterfeit. Now the hunt is on for how these fake drugs made it into retail locations. Consumers can report suspect Ozempic packages by calling 800-332-1088. Okay, so maybe you've not yet bought all the stuff for Christmas, and yes, you are running out of time. However, retailers are busy with last-minute deals to help out your wallet. Some retailers have put goods on clearance racks and shelves before the holiday to lure bargain hunters. Michaels, for example, that's the arts and crafts chain, trimmed prices on holiday trees by up to 75% on December 15. And those are cuts that would typically arrive the day after Christmas. Retail analysts expect overall sales will grow at a slower pace than last year. That's something we're not buying into, by the way. But there is concern over how shoppers are paying for things. More are using buy now, pay later plans. Adobe Analytics predicts a nearly 17% surge this season. That may be good for retailers in the short term, but some shoppers may end up saddled with more debt than they had planned. The National Retail Federation, that's the nation's largest retail trade group, expects U.S. holiday sales will rise 3-4% November through December, and that is lower than last year's 5.4% growth, but more consistent with typical holiday spending, which rose 3.6% between 2010 and 2019 before the pandemic. Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. Now, this is interesting. They are working with stores individually to offer discounts for a few hours or a single day to get shoppers inside. The Mega Mall sees customer counts up by 10%, and a spot check of stores showed sales well ahead of last year. Our thought? Consumers will continue to consume, and we will have a solid fourth quarter going into 2024. On Friday, the markets ended the day mixed, but still came away with another winning week. The Dow lost 18 points in light trading to close at 37,385, while the Nasdaq picked up 29 points to end the session and the week at 14,992, and the S&P 500 added 7 points to close out at 4,754. The three indexes turned less decisive as the afternoon progressed after an initial rally on data showing that inflation is easing closer to the U.S. Central Bank's target. All three indexes notched their 8th consecutive weekly gain and the longest weekly winning streak for the S&P 500 since late 2017. All of this suggests that not only will the central bank begin cutting interest rates as early as March of next year, but it might pull off reining in inflation without tripping the economy into a recession. And that is something we've predicted for months. West Texas Intermediate crude dropped on Friday off by 40 cents to end the trade at $73.49 a barrel. The 10-year T-note snuck up just a bit to 3.901%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a record number of package deliveries going to the wrong place. A whopping 82 million packages are going out every day this holiday season, but not necessarily to the right addresses. Inexperienced seasonal workers, cost cutting, and increased returns by mail are challenging the major package carriers, as is simple theft. On social media, discussions about wrong deliveries rose 6% between November 1st and December 19, compared with the same period last year. One potential solution is AI. UPS is using the technology to identify addresses where thefts are more likely to occur so it can reroute packages to more secure locations. Now you know that, and that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I know it's a couple of days in advance, but hey, let's get there, shall we? Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.